Episode 1463, Do Your Accusations Come From Your Own Guilt?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign. Happy day. It is the weekend. That means what? Rest. Lots of it. I hope you are staying warm. Today is Relationship Builders Day. It's all about building a strong foundation in your marriage. Do your accusations come from your own guilt? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when you blame your partner for doing something wrong, do your accusations come from your own guilt? Now, understand this. I want to clarify, we are not talking about domestic violence, nor are we talking about emotional or physical abuse. This is about everyday life in our marriage. Conversations, maybe finances. Yes, maybe things get into a heated argument, but it's not to the extent of breaking the law. That's for a totally different conversation, and it's not happening here today. So I want to make sure that that is clear to you. These accusations are ones that come from a place of, I'm right, you're wrong. The guilt that maybe you are the one carrying the shame and don't really want to end up being the one who's wrong. So it's easier to blame even if the blame is misplaced. Now, to everyone's defense, most of us do not realize we are doing this. But if we were to break down certain conversations and certain situations, we would discover that we do it more often, accusing your spouse out of your own guilt. The key, though, is first acknowledging if you are doing just that. Am I doing it? Honestly, probably a lot of us don't know if we are. Well, part of stress and mismanagement in our marriage was how my husband saw work and how I viewed it. Now, this is something that my husband and I have had to work through over the past years, especially when we had our huge, major turbulence storm that came when he told me he had fallen out of love. Now, this was just a very little portion of it, so I don't want you to think that I'm tattletaling or whatever on my husband. It's a two-way street, and we both play a role in this. One of the things that he used to do is he really views the day as starting with a shower, and then you are up and moving accordingly. However, my typical day, when the children were much younger than they are now, was staying up late to handle the household responsibilities. Yes, that meant going grocery shopping at the 24-hour grocery store, whatever one was open closest to us. I would feed, put to bed, et cetera, clean the kitchen, whatever, make sure he had everything for work. And then the house was quiet. And then what did I do? I would get in the vehicle and go get groceries. And then I would come home in the middle of the night, put stuff away, go to bed. We're talking about 1:30 in the morning. If the child was still young enough, because we had five, so we went through a series of these, and they were still nursing, then I would nurse them, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture, right? Then guess what? The morning comes along, and we do homeschooling things, and you know what? The day flies by, and he comes home to more of a mess than the organized home he thought it should be. That was a day in the life of our life. It was really kind of crazy, especially when you tack on that I had a home day school. Yes, I took care and was a licensed daycare provider for 12 children. And this was infants all the way up to school age. So honestly, he probably had a little bit of a right to be a little bit upset because he would come home after a very, very long day of training and being at work and have to come home to not just his own family and to his own children, but also to a home that is filled with other people's children, of which he did not have direct control of as into when they'd be picked up, et cetera, et cetera. Now, fast forward to today. When he makes a comment about needing something done or him doing it himself, I immediately go back to not being good enough in his eyes. Did you hear what I said there? I go back. I'm owning this. This is my fault. This is my impression of what? Self. Where I fell short or where I thought I fell short. And maybe I did at times, but not all the times. And so going back and forth, this is something that what? There's mismanagement here, as into the communication between a husband and a wife. A playful comment from him of, hey, how was your day today? Puts me on the edge. I get defensive if I think he is surmising that I haven't done anything today. Maybe I'm still in my PJs or my loungewear, whatever you want to call it, yoga pants. There I am. It's my guilt. All he's trying to do is inquire about my day with no blame, but I take it all the wrong way. I do this. Even today, I slip into this every once in a while and I catch myself. Do you ever find yourself in this position, defending your own guilt with false accusations? Trying to place the blame elsewhere so you can minimize your own guilt. You might need a little time to wrestle with that question. So let's assume you have been in that position. What can you do? You got to forgive yourself first to move toward your new goal. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Forgive yourself first to move toward your new goal. And it all starts with what? Forgiveness. Forgiveness is imperative in any relationship, especially the one with yourself. You, but definitely with your spouse too. I mean, you can't discount that, right? I have to get through my past by forgiving not just myself, which that's where it starts, but also forgiving my spouse. But most of us forget the part of ourselves. That's why what? These little things, kind of what we call triggers, come up and you're like, oh my gosh, I just don't feel good enough. And you're back all of a sudden 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago. So how do you forgive yourself to move toward your new goal within your marriage, in your relationship? Number one, you have to accept the past action or situation for what it was. Don't over-exaggerate one way or the other. Accept the past. It is what it is. Don't try to make more or less of it. Look at it for where it is. Remove yourself emotionally from it. Now, that takes time. That takes what? Healing. There's a process to that. But it boils down to accepting the past action for what it is. Number two, listen precisely to what your spouse is saying now. Don't put words in his mouth that reflect the past. It's very easy for us when we've been hurt and that hurt is coming from a previous experience that immediately our mind puts in these little, you know, fill in the blank type of things. Remember when you had that when you were in school and you had to fill in the blanks? Well, you do that in your mind and you do that with your feelings and emotions and it takes you back and all of a sudden you're what? Trying to defend who you think you were, but not who you are. You're in the past, not in the present. So listen precisely to what your spouse is saying now. And finally, number three, clarify any miscommunication with follow-up questions. If you are really concerned about his position, ask. If he asks that innocent question that says, hey, how's your day gone? What have you done today? Don't sit there and take offense to it. That, oh my gosh, he's assuming that you have done nothing because your hair still is in a ponytail. You're in the same outfit when he saw you last. And well, you don't smell like a bar of soap. All is going to be okay. Just ask. Clarify any miscommunication. Because what's going to happen otherwise? You're going to go back to where you thought you were coming from and moving away from. But no, you're going to get stuck in that quicksand. And that's not where you want to be. Forgive yourself first to move toward your new goal in your marriage. Move forward knowing you are no longer living in the past. It takes work. It's not easy. And it does not happen overnight. It would be nice if we could just snap our fingers and all would be fixed. But it doesn't work that way. It takes effort. Intentional effort. You have to be all in every single time. And guess what? Sometimes you're not going to get it right. And other times you're going to hit the bullseye. But you have to keep moving forward. And when you do that, guess what? It becomes easier. No past is worth your future. God believes in your marriage. Believe in it too. Maybe you're looking at your new year going, I really want to have a stronger marriage. I want it grounded more in my faith. I want us grounded together. I want to build something together. I feel like we have been pulled away for whatever reason. It could be because you've had so many children and you're more involved in their lives than each other's lives. That's actually normal. You're not abnormal when it comes to that. Maybe it's because work and career have pulling you even further apart because he's building yours and you're building yours. And for some reason, they're just not crossing paths. That's a season in your life, but it's one that you need to be able to know how to work through so you don't get on opposite sides of the track as you go through these seasons. It can be done, I promise you, but it will take a little work. If you're willing to put in that work and you want some help with this, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you, a complimentary coaching call with me. Don't wait for a crisis in your marriage. Be proactive. Don't wait for you to have to go running because what you thought wasn't happening actually is happening. You want to have that strong foundation? Let's start the conversation. Click on that link in the show notes and that will begin our conversation. Remember, no past is worth your future. God believes in your marriage. You need to believe in it too. Bury the hatchet. Love is patient. Love is kind. Treat yourself accordingly. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a fabulous weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.